Hey guys, welcome back to Her Limitless Potential. I'm so excited to give you an update on where I'm at with the new brand because so much has happened since the last time I recorded a behind the scenes episode, and I don't even think I had a name picked out yet. I think I was focusing more on the feel and the vibe of the brand still, but I have so much to tell you, so let's dive in. Hey girl, welcome to Her Limitless Potential podcast. My name's Caitlin, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with all things business, productivity, and helping you become the very best version of yourself. On this podcast, we're all about bringing you content that's fearlessly authentic, wildly insightful, and really damn empowering. Think of me as your ride or die bestie when it comes to getting out of your own way and into a life you can't wait to wake up to. I'm so happy you're here. Let's dive in. I think the last time we did a behind the scenes, I didn't even have a name, so we'll just go ahead and start there. So when I was thinking of a new name, I didn't have any ideas whatsoever. I made a list actually of a few words I liked, and I would play around with them to see what I would, you know, could come up with. And I eventually came up with the name Golden Hour Collective. I liked it because, like, everyone in this generation knows exactly what Golden Hour is, and I thought it was a really cute name and everything, so I started to look at available usernames on Instagram, website domains, and that's when I saw that there was literally a million different Golden Hours out there. Like Golden Hour Boutique, Golden Hour Shop, Golden Hour this, Golden Hour that. And it didn't matter where you added a period or an underscore at in the name, it was already taken. There was that many businesses with the words Golden Hour in it. And you definitely don't want a name that there's already a ton of them out there. It's gonna be so hard to find you, you know, like needle in a haystack. So we scrapped the idea and went back to the drawing board, but this time I knew I wanted the name to be something that didn't need a period or an underscore or an extra word in it for it to actually be available. So I wanted a name that wasn't taken, and I knew I wanted the word golden in it because that's the whole vibe of the business, for you to feel radiant and bright and seen. And I also knew that on our hoodies, if there was a design on the back, I wanted there to be like this little sun on the front, like in the left chest area. And I saw this sun and it's setting on the horizon. So it's like more like a half of a sun and sun rays coming from it. And I wanted that as one of our alternate logos. Those were the only two things I was working from, you know, that I wanted the word golden in there somewhere in that little bitty sun setting. And there's a lot of pressure with picking a name, right? Because once you pick it and lock it in, you're basically married to it. Like, it's a huge deal. So I'm on Google looking at all these synonyms for sun and golden, and nothing's really jumping out at me. And my designer suggests the name Golden Soul Collective. So Golden S-O-L Collective. And I don't want to look stupid, so I text Anna, my assistant, and I'm like, Anna, what the hell is soul? I don't even know what that means. And she said, I think it's Spanish for sun. And I'm like, oh, that's smart. Anna's so smart. She knows everything there is to know in the world. And I looked to see if that name was available on Instagram and the website, and it was. I wouldn't have to change anything or add any symbols. So I figured it was meant to be, and I locked that name in. So now we finally have a name, and I felt like now we're really building something. Like, I need to focus on product creation and how I'm going to market everything on social media. And for a little while, I was contemplating making a YouTube and doing videos showing this whole process, and I realized that that would be a lot of work trying to film on my camera because I know absolutely nothing about filming on that thing, and it would just eat up time that I could spend designing or doing whatever, you know? So then it hit me that it would probably be a lot smarter and a hell of a lot easier to just make these super short videos using my phone and posting them to TikTok. Because when I go to TikTok, the videos I could watch for hours are the ones of girls doing these little vlog-style videos showing all the orders they got or how they shoot their product photos and how they edit them and how messy their apartments look after packaging all their orders up. Just things like that. So I love watching videos like that. It's so motivational and inspirational, and I had that idea that I could start making these TikToks. making the same videos that I like watching, and hopefully someone would see it and get something out of it, you know? So I started writing down all the things I have to do before launch day, things like design X number of stickers, hoodies, shirts, whatever. And then I have to either order the product or make it. And once I have it, I have to set up for a product photo shoot. And for the shoot, I need to do, you know, A, B, and C, and then edit those photos. And so I would just write every single little thing down that I had to do. And from that, I thought, okay, what videos can I make from all these things that I have to do anyway? I like to think I'm working smarter and not harder, you know? And so far, I have things like how I set up for my product shoot, because I have a very clear vision for this, and I think it's really cool, and it'll definitely speak to college-aged women, and how I design stickers, and what the first draft of the website looks like. And it's basically gonna be me posting and, like, taking you with me as I get everything ready for the launch. So just in case you're curious, our TikTok is Golden Sol Collective, or Golden S-O-L Collective. And hopefully by the time this episode is live, I'll have some videos up. We also have the brand colors and the fonts and everything picked out. So the branding part is pretty much done. Right now, I'm just waiting to get the files of the logos and patterns and everything so I can start ordering packaging. And I'm definitely going to order logo stickers for envelopes and boxes, and I would really like to have custom tissue paper to wrap up the clothing in. But custom tissue paper is crazy expensive. I think the cheapest I've seen is 250 sheets for $135. And honestly, I think I'll end up buying that because I'm not going to use the tissue paper to wrap up items like stickers and keychains. I'm just going to use it for hoodies and shirts. I just want it to be an experience opening up your package. You know, it's supposed to look professional, and I definitely think that custom tissue paper will do just that. And I've also discovered this company called Transfer Express, and basically they print off designs that you put on shirts, bags, hats, whatever you want. So when they arrive at your doorstep, all you have to do is use your heat press to apply it. And this was like groundbreaking for me because, for one, heat transfer vinyl is expensive and it's also very time consuming to cut out your designs and weed them. And of course, sometimes your machine might not cut out your design correctly. And then you have to go and cut it all out all over again. And then you've wasted material and that costs you money too. So it's so much easier and actually cheaper to use this company like Transfer Express. That's something I really, really wish I had known back when I started this whole thing. I didn't know companies like that existed. So I'll definitely make little videos showing the process and explaining it, because honestly, when you go to their website, it's confusing as hell. It's overwhelming and it feels like you need a doctorate to be able to understand what the hell is going on here. But I made an account with them, and I guess when you make an account, you know, you have to give them your address and everything, and they sent me this welcome package type deal, and it included all these different samples and their catalog and pricing sheet. And after that, the light bulb went on, you know, it suddenly all made sense, and I felt like this is the beginning of a new era. I don't have to worry about cutting out designs anymore because sometimes it'd be a total pain in the ass. Like, everything that could go wrong would go wrong. And so now with Transfer Express, I can use different colors and fonts that I couldn't use before because my silhouette can't cut super, like, intricate designs because the lines would be so thin and I couldn't weed it. But now I can use whatever font I want because it's all printed out for me, you know? So now I feel like there's literally no limit, no boundaries to what I can create. It's like a new sense of freedom because now I can create whatever I want, whatever ideas I might have, I can now bring them to life. So if you have a business, do yourself a major favor. Save the time, save the money, the stress, and check out Transfer Express. This isn't an ad or anything. I'm just genuinely blown away about this company and wanted to tell you about it in case you don't already know about it. This week on my to-do list, I have to work on writing website copy, and trying to write my own website copy is so hard to me. I think I've spent 2 hours on it so far, and I have a total of 54 words. But my strategy is that I'm gonna make a really rough first draft of it, and then I'm gonna send it to my assistant, Anna, so she can make it better. We're basically just going to tag team the shit out of it until it's damn near perfect. Because I'm not a writer at all. I don't have a way with words. And maybe down the road, I can hire a professional to redo everything. But for now, we're going to do it messy and roll on with it. As soon as I get the files for the logos, I'm going to start ordering my designs for the clothes, and while those are printing and being shipped to me, I have to get all these things ready for a couple product photography shoots I'll be doing. And one I'm really excited about is actually the brand new stickers. So wait, let me see if I can paint you this picture so you can see, you know, what I'm visualizing for the shoot, okay? So this shoot is going to be in my bedroom. I don't have a photography studio, so we're going to have to improvise. And my bed has a big, like, fluffy duvet on it. So picture, like, a fancy hotel bed. You know how they have those, like, really fluffy comforter blankets? That's a duvet. So picture a big bed with a fluffy white duvet, and the walls are a darker gray color. Now, gray isn't in my brand colors, and I'm definitely going to need the wall. So what I'm thinking is that I'll have to go down to Lowe's or Home Depot, somewhere I can get a piece of plywood, and I'll grab some paint, and I'm thinking like a light pink, and I'll paint that piece of plywood and set it up against my wall so in the pictures, it looks like that wall is pink, not gray. So it matches the brand colors, right? But I also don't want just a plain pink wall in the background. You know, because when girls are moving into their dorm, they have all these cute little art prints and pillows and lights to help make that space their own. So my thinking is that I already sell art prints, but they're all sorority art prints, and I'm expanding to sell to girls in general. So you don't have to be a part of a sorority anymore. So I can design a few prints that have nothing to do with sororities, print them out or have them made, and I'll use a little bit of tape to sort of like roll up and stick to the back of these prints because I don't think I'll like using those little tacks. So I'll stick with the tape and stick these art prints on the plywood. So in the background, it's not plain anymore. You know, it adds color, it adds personality. So when I place a sticker on my laptop, the background really helps the photo pop and just creates a vibe, you know? I think it'll be so much better than just taking a picture on my laptop against a white background or using a stock photo because it's easier. I think it'll be much more on brand, and I'll also make a TikTok of me doing this whole going to Lowe's and painting and having prints made and setting up this whole photo shoot. So it's like two birds, one stone. I get to shoot my product photos and make a social media post too. And that sounds damn good to me because we only have so much time before launch day. We haven't locked in a date yet, but it's sometime in July. And I need to make every day count for something. So that's where I'm at now. I've locked in my name, Golden Soul Collective. I've got my logo, my brand colors, fonts, and alternative symbols and everything. And now I'm solely focused on creating products, taking photos, and making videos to hopefully build some kind of audience for this launch. So if you're curious about what any of that looks like, definitely check us out on TikTok, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening. I know you're so busy and have a million other things you could be doing, so it means the world to me that you're here. We have tons of exciting episodes coming up, so be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. I don't want you to miss out. And if you're enjoying the content, leave us a review because it helps so many other people find this show. If you have any thoughts or just want to connect, feel free to DM me on Instagram at herlimitlesspotential. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.